Hey guys, today we're going to talk a little bit about these uncertain times and how some people aren't handling this as well as they could be and what this means for you. Kind of what we're going to be talking about is basically hope and truth and honesty amidst a crazy time in the world's economy. Feel free to come on in, Def. Dakota is hanging out with me and supporting me today. You can say hi. They can't see you wave, but anyways, once we cue that intro, we are going to get started. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Okay, guys, so today let's talk a little bit about something that I really just need to get off my chest. Now, this week it came out that a massive person who is well known in the entrepreneur community, sorry, I've got some crud in my throat, he actually laid off about 40% of his staff. Now, I don't want to say his name because I don't want to, you know, open up any can of worms or anything, but it's really interesting to me because I see this time as a time when there's a massive separation going on. First and foremost, there's one group that's definitely going to be, you know, real players, people who can make it through these tough times, who can weather the storm, who can grow their business even when times are tough. And then there's going to be those who shut down, give up, decide that they were never really made for this. And it's not wrong to decide that you want to go into a 9-to-5 or that you're over being an entrepreneur or that maybe you were never really made for it. But what I want to share that's really important is that this is a time when your dedication is put to the test. This is a time where you can say, honestly, I'm all in. Hold on, let me just pause this. Annoying. So distracting. Oh my gosh. Okay, there we go. All right, Dak, I'm recording. This is a time where the people who make it are going to become greats, and those that weren't really all in are going to be known as like entrepreneurs, people who gave up when times seemed to be tough. But I'm going to pull up right now, and I want to make sure that I'm, you know, quoting a credible source for this, but there were a lot of companies that were actually created during recessions. So let's pull up this list right now because I have some off of the top of my head, but I want to make sure that I've got a real official legit list. Okay, are you guys ready for this? General Electric, IBM, General Motors, Disney, Get Out of Town, Toll House Cookies, Burger King, Microsoft, CNN, Apple, gosh, and the list goes on and on of all of these companies that were created during recessions. And here's the true, honest reason why I believe those companies were created during recessions. Anyone can be an entrepreneur when times are easy and flowing. Truth be told, anyone can start a business and start building things. But the true entrepreneurs, the people who are real players, are created and forged during uncertain times. That's when the commitment is put to the test. I want you to compare it a little bit to like marriage, for example. Like when we get married, we say, till death do us part, through better or worse. And so many of us forget the or worse part. Like it's easy to say, oh, I'm married, you know, like I love married life when you're on a honeymoon, but it's a lot more difficult when the baby hasn't slept for 3 nights and you're worried about your finances, right? But those are the times that your commitment to it is really put to the test. And the same thing is true right now. Now, I see this as really good news because I think there are going to be a lot of businesses that shut down during this time. And I don't say that that is bad news, but rather the people who weren't serious about their business, the people who were just kind of doing it haphazardly, not all in, their businesses are going to shut down because they were never truly committed to it. They never really meant it. There are massive agencies shutting down during this time. And honestly, my belief is that's probably a good thing because if they weren't really all in, do we really want them to be taking our clients and, you know, taking up that space in the market? Or do we want the people who eat, sleep, breathe, entrepreneurship, the people who are more than entrepreneurs, the people who are all in, who say, you know, I'm here even when the times get tough. I'm here especially when the times get tough. I'm here to support my clients. I'm here to learn how to grow revenue. I'm here to challenge like what we think is possible. I'm, you know, do or die. Those are the types of people and those are the types of businesses that are meant to thrive, not just the businesses that succeed during a massive, you know, bubble in the economy. And so I'm really passionate about this, and I want to share this because I think it's so important that we all recognize that not all businesses are going to make that, and that's make it, and that's actually an okay thing. Anyone who is shutting down their business or saying, you know what, maybe I'm going to go back to a 9-to-5 during this season, they weren't necessarily meant to be full-time, true, honest entrepreneurs. If I were to make a list of all of the toughest times in our business that we've made it through and look back and say like, oh my gosh, none of those make any sense. Like, how did I make it through them? That grit and persistence of saying it doesn't matter whether it's an up economy, down economy, a good time, a bad time, doesn't matter what challenges we face or what awesome opportunities we have, we're going to show up at 110% no matter what happens. All in means all in, you guys. And I'm really feeling passionate about this. And I know that this might be a controversial message, but I have to share it because now, especially now, those of us who are all in, true, honest to gosh entrepreneurs, no matter what happens, we need to step up for our clients who are not being served by the agencies and businesses that are shutting down during this time. We need to bring messages of hope, and we need to show up and support them, truth be told. I hope that this serves you guys. If it did, by the way, make sure that you give give this podcast a review and share if this has been inspirational to you. I don't usually ask for that, so that would be really supportive of this podcast, which I put out for you guys, you know, 3-to-5 times per week. I'll catch you guys in the next episode. Bye, everyone.